Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I want to say welcome and thank you. Welcome to our amazing, inspirational, insightful, elevating platform. But thank you, my listening audience, for being so incredibly patient on today. When I tell you, due to administrator error, such as myself, the show started off a tad bit late. Yes, unfortunately, I did not edit appropriately, and the show was scheduled for Friday the 5th. It is not Friday the 5th. It is Friday, October 4th. So please, please, please accept my most humble apologies. And I am so grateful that my audience still is faithful, consistent, and loyal because you're all here. And I am so grateful that I have been honored to be your host on today, as we do every first and third Friday of the month. So because we're a little behind, we're going to get right into position. As we do on every week, we're going to affirm our highest and greatest good. You must start any endeavor with the highest level of enthusiasm. You want to start every endeavor with the highest level of enthusiasm as possible. So, I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I shall lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the employer. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I am loved by God. I am favored by God. I am chosen by God. It is my season. It is my turn. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am strong, I am whole, nothing is broken, nothing is missing. Everything I touch turns to gold. I am a champion and shall never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me, and I insist that my actions reflect a positive life. I repeat, I insist that my actions reflect a positive life, and I am confident that my future is bright because my attitude is right. You guys, I'm so tongue-tied, I said enthusiasm. Enthusiastic people. Just start off every endeavor with the end in mind. If you want to have a positive outcome, you must start with a positive approach. So I am extremely excited on today, you guys. Again, I apologize, and I'm just so grateful that you still chose to stay here with me until I work through my kinks. I am fully accountable, and I take total responsibility. But you know what, you guys? Nothing happens in God's universe by mistake. I have been itching to figure out a way that I could include my message that I received this week into the segment of the show. We are entrepreneurs, and we are here speaking on your health being your wealth. And we know that it's not about exercising. It's not only about losing weight. It's not only about diet and hydration. It is about your consciousness. It is about what messages are you feeding into your temple. We are vessels. And in order for this vessel to navigate through life effectively and empowered, we must constantly keep a higher level of conscious elevation. With that being said, it is critical who you surround yourself with. It is critical how you treat others. It is critical the words that are coming out of your mouth on a regular basis. I shared on last episode, and I have to share it again, my mentor. I have a mentor, husband and wife team, Toby and Tawana Williams. Tawana is known as the International Hope Coach, and she literally takes no excuses, and she teaches from an authentic, transparent position. And she tells you things exactly as it is. It is easy to follow her directive. It is very easy to follow her instruction because she is so transparent and she doesn't speak in euthanisms or she doesn't speak in what if. She speaks in the practical. So her husband shared with me recently, he said, Kimberly, if you surround yourself with four unmotivated, unenthusiastic people, four broke people, I can guarantee you, you are the fifth unmotivated, unenthusiastic person. And he said that it is so critical that you know your network, that you know who you're surrounding yourself with. And he gave this example that I wanted to share with you on today. You jump in the car with a family member or a friend or a colleague, and they're playing this god-awful music, this music that you absolutely don't like. And you sit there and you just grit your teeth and you just say, how in the world can these people listen to this music every day, day in and day out? But instead, you continue to surround yourself with those people in that music environment. Within 1 week, you will start nodding your head and tapping your feet to music that you do not like. Within 21 days, you will be memorized every lyric to the song to the degree that you're singing right along with them. Now, I said that to say this. When you don't surround yourself within the right network of people, what happens is you begin to adopt and adapt to their ideology, to their methodology, to the way that they speak, the way that they walk, and everything. You will begin to believe what they believe just merely by association. So if you want a higher level of consciousness, if you want better health, if you want greater wealth, whatever it is that you desire to have, start surrounding yourself with those type of people, and it will come into fruition. You will start tapping your foot and bobbing your head to the way they think, talk, believe, and function. And success leaves clues, people. Inevitably, you will find yourself in successful endeavors with successful outcomes. I shared this all the time, and I live by it. Stormy Wellington says, practice the principles and you'll participate in the promise. Practice the principles, people. Do the work and you'll participate in the promise. Now, if that is as simple as surrounding yourself with positive people, then that's what you need to start doing. No investments. You don't have to invest any money. You don't have to start some strict, outlandish regimen. All you have to do is surround yourself with like-minded people, and you will begin tapping your feet and bobbing your head to the sound of their drum. That's right. It's okay to be a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. So with that being said, I want to share with you guys where I am today and how we are going to incorporate this message I received into today's segment. Now, the theme for the third quarter of 2019, can you believe it, people? It is October the 4th. We have a little over two months before we are in 2020. I'm excited. I am living each day to the fullest. I am trusting God for great favor, great manifestation. Every seed planted shall come to full manifestation. And I'm excited, and I am in praise mode, and I am celebrating all the things, all the promises that God has for me. But I regress. I'm going to get back on track. The theme of the third quarter for 2019 is entrepreneur. Stop placing the clearance tag on your time and talent. Now, we encourage you to make it a habit of respectfully declining from non-productive endeavors, which in essence merely means learn to say, no, I am not interested. Now, every entrepreneur has that moment or an experience, an epiphany, where you either got fired, you became depressed, you got fed up, or you became fortunate enough to have that right mentorship that inspired you to want to be an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur, you guys, is in each and every one of us. It's in you. It is your internal birthright, and you just don't recognize it. But an entrepreneur is merely one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. Now, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you're responsible for packing lunches, cooking breakfast, cooking dinner, getting the kids dressed, getting them on the school bus, cleaning the house, organizing the weekly agenda. You are an entrepreneur. Your endeavor is managing the household. So don't take it lightly. Everybody has an entrepreneurial spirit. So we approach this from the understanding and the mindset that it is critical that we make habits and skills and strategies that will foster a healthy and progressive outcome. That's what we do. We want to live the fullest of life and all that God has. And it's right there in front of us, people. But what we have to do is remain cognizant that this is our birthright, remain cognizant that order, everything has to have proper order. When you operate in order, everything is possible. This is from Yanla, and I love her. Just do the work. All you got to do is do the work. Everything else is already done for you. God said, do your work. You know, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and have wings as eagles. To me, to the average person, wait means sit down and be still. But if you go to a restaurant and you're looking for a waiter, you expect that waiter to stay busy, stay moving, and be of service all night. That's what we're missing when we read that verse. Those that stay busy and serve upon the Lord shall renew their strength and have wings as eagles. I am telling you, people, to do your work, period, and everything else will come to fruition. But let me move quickly because I'm rushing. I started late. Again, that's my fault. But in order to stop making it a habit of putting a clearance tag on your skills, your talents, your gifts, and we do it every day. When our family members and friends say, hey, Kim, can you design me this? I'm going to a special gala, and I can't afford to buy a regular garment. You know, immediately we go to our emotional heart, and we want to do everything for people and give to the degree that our barns, our storage is running low. You cannot do that. You have to learn to confidently say and respectfully say no. And there's a reason behind that. So what we're speaking on today is confidence, learning to confidently represent your brand. There was a celebrity entertainer on reality TV, and she was being petulant. She was arguing with one of her colleagues or co-stars, and she said, if you don't have a business, meaning revenue-generating business, then you don't have a brand. That, people, is so not true. Your brand is merely your reputation, your word, your truth, and how you are represented and presented to the world. So your brand is merely your character, your approach to the world. People treat you how you treat yourself. So get in the habit of branding yourself, people, and know that you always carry a brand, okay? So we want your brand to be confident. We want your brand to be firm and specific, okay? Get it in your spirit that everything you want, everything you desire, desires you. Now, we're going to move quickly into this, but I have developed a level of confidence in my talent, in my time, in myself that is growing daily. You don't just it's not a black nor white or shaded area. It's a journey. You're going to build on your esteem and your brand and your consciousness and your confidence on a daily basis. So I just want to encourage you that this is not a completion project. This is a life journey. Get excited about your progression throughout your journey. So the call that I received was this. I'm going through a major, major, major home renovation. I'm so excited. It is beautiful. It is breathtaking. But in this process, it was instructed by me to start cleansing, to start purging, to start getting rid of things. And initially, it was difficult for me because I'm a keeper, not necessarily a hoarder, but I have a very strong sentimental attachment to things. And the first 48 hours, I was a little resentful because I don't want to get rid of my stuff. But I prayed about it. I spoke to family members and friends, and they said, Kim, we are in full agreement that this is your time to go into a new season. God does not put old wine in new wine skins. So what that means is you're going to have to start realizing that you have a sentimental attachment to things. Your memories and your reflections will always be there, but your attachment to things is hindering your progression. So I'm not having a yard sale, people. I'm not doing any of that. There's going to be a massive goodwill campaign at my home. Everything must go. I'm calling them. I'm setting the date, and they're going to come get everything. The rest of the things that serve no purpose, I am throwing in the dumpster because I am excited about this. But let me share this final thought that brought me to all of that talking before I got there. I receive a regular call from ministerial staff of my home church every week. Unfailing, they reach out. This one specific minister reaches out, and she speaks to me, and she's not very talky. She's calling with a designated message. And she calls and she says, good afternoon, Kimberly. I hope all is well. I pray all is well with you. Yes, ma'am, it is. How are you doing today? And she says, I have a message for you. Her message was, you are in the season of emergence. E-M-E-R-G-E-N-C-E. Emergence is merely when God is transitioning and elevating you to higher levels and greater acknowledgement of your empowerment. You are in the midst of an emergence. Now, quite often, through this emergence, you will reach turbulence, you will reach frustration, potentially sadness, and I want you to confidently know that it has the outward physical appearance of an emergency. Do not be alarmed, my beautiful one, because your breakdown is the complete recipe for your breakthrough. So I encourage you to keep your eye on the prize, stay tenacious, stay confident, because you are in the midst of a major, major emergence. When I tell you, and she ends the call by saying, I love you, I bless you, and I thank God for you. Until we speak again, be blessed. She hangs up, and when she hung up, I was sitting there, people, with my mouth open. Never did I tell her that my home was under major renovation. Never did I tell her that I had made a commitment to throw and give away. Never did I tell her how overwhelming and frustrated I had become trying to decide what was most important that I keep and what was most important that I give. And I just was just dumbfounded. I was speechless. Now, I had already had numerous examples of miracles transforming right before my eyes in my life throughout this week. She merely just affirmed that everything that I was seeing, feeling, and believing was accurate and in right alignment with every promise that God has made me. People, my hashtag says trusting God and winning. And I'm not an overly religious person. I am not. I love my family, my friends, my colleagues. I like to have fun. We laugh all the time. But there's a side of me that very few people even acknowledge or they're aware of. But my mother told me 20, 30, maybe 40 years ago, I'm not going to date myself, but I asked her how to pray. And she said, baby, it is a personal, intimate conversation between you and God. But this is the point that hit me the most. She said, if you get on your knees and merely moan, people, if you don't know what to say and you cry out to God merely in a moan, he will hear and understand every desire of your heart. So what we have to do is rebuild, get reconnected with our spiritual life, because this physical will deceive us and have us all over the place. But when you operate in a confident level of affirming conviction that you know what you know, and I'm going to say this, God never gives you gifts, talents, and skill sets that he does not want you to share with the world. But we spend too much time dummying up, dummying down to make other people feel good. I watched this show yesterday, and this girl said that she's an accomplished pianist, but she doesn't play the piano because she doesn't want her friends to feel set aside or inadequate. Isn't that sad? We do that all the time, people. We dummy down like we don't know, like we don't have insight, like we don't believe, because we don't want our friends and colleagues to feel less than. People, it's over. This is our season. This is our turn. I will live the fullest of life in all that God has for me. There is a level of accountability and obedience that we must follow, people. We must follow it. But in order to get there, you're going to have to start doing the work. So I'm not here to chastise, reprimand, or badger you over the head with what I feel and believe, people, but when I tell you there is a thirst and a zest in me that cannot be extinguished, even if I try. So I just want to encourage you guys. I am doing incredibly well. I shared my blood pressure scare recently. I am healed. I am well. I am happy. I am whole. I am still losing weight. My home is under renovation. I have created a new mindset. I have adopted a new belief system, and I am moving forward in all the promises that God has for me. So I just pray that you are happy, you are healthy, you are well right where you are, and that your spirit is receptive of progression, change, empowerment, and growth. Open your heart and mind to receive all the promises that God has for you and be willing to do the work. Now, I'm going to say I love you, Dr. Dunlap and Kathy Dunlap, his beautiful, beautiful wife. They recently celebrated an anniversary. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to travel out of state. But Dr. Dunlap is the visionary behind this platform, and he meets right here at the same channel every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and he is addressing your financial wellness from a spiritual perspective. You do not want to miss that. So thank you so very much. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly, and I love you. Until we meet again, always remember, I am crazy, crazy, crazy about you, and I am over the moon in love with me. Thank you. Okay. Until we meet again, be blessed.